Time's up. Susan shifted the glasses up her nose for the third time. She tapped her pen against the notepad thoughtfully as she gazed coolly at Tom. Now, Tom, do you intend to keep silent for the rest of our session? We only have, she checked the timer on the table, 30 minutes left. Tom paused when he heard that. Slowly, he shook his head, his eyes never leaving Susan's crossed leg, which was swinging languidly like a pendulum clock, every movement foretelling the end. All right, let's begin then, shall we? Susan opened her notepad and clicked her pen. Did anything happen in the past week? Did you, get one of your urges? Tom jerked his head up in alarm. He furiously shook his head, then stopped as he contemplated his words. I did get urges. He closed his eyes. I do get urges, but it's not like that. Did you act on them? Susan asked carefully. No! Tom practically yelled, then recovered himself. Before, the urges came at random times, for random people. But for the last few weeks, he cut himself off. The last few weeks? Susan reiterated. The last few weeks, the urges have been for the same person, Tom said, shifting in his chair. He could feel his restrictive pants tighten somewhat as he recalled the events that took place in his room, on his bed. I see. Susan genially lifted her gaze from her patient's bulging nether regions, then placed them a safe distance away on her notepad, where she took note of that. Then, is it safe to assume you are attracted to this person? She lifted her head when there was no answer. Tom was back to gazing at Susan's smooth legs. In the luminous light, they looked like cream. Cream that he very much wanted to know what it tasted like. Susan had just uncrossed her legs, making Tom think that he could see just up her skirt when she called his name. Tom. Tom lifted his eyes immediately to meet Susan's questioning gaze. Recalling the question, he nodded his head. Oh, yes. I think I am quite attracted to this person. But I wouldn't want to ruin my 6 months of work for my sex addiction. It wouldn't necessarily ruin it. You're taking therapy to live a healthier life, and I believe you have achieved it by finding only one person you are attracted to. Susan wrote this down too. This is great progress. Yeah, but that person is you, Tom said casually. What? Susan asked. Disbelief was clear on her face. But when she looked up, she finally noticed something she failed to before. Tom was looking up her skirt shamelessly, now that her legs were parted. His eyes were roving over her purple panties, as his pants were straining to keep his dick inside. Is it still great progress? Tom asked. Susan thought about it as she clumsily got up from her chair and towards the door. Her fingers rotated the clock with a click. Yes, I think it is, she said, turning around to face Tom. Have you been abstinent for the past 6 months? If by abstinent you mean only using my right hand, then yes, Tom said. Well, since this is going to be our last session, I would like to see if you are still capable of having healthy sex without regressing to your old habits. Susan walked closer to Tom. With every step she took, she unbuttoned her shirt until it fell to the floor, leaving her breasts out there in the open. When she was right in front of Tom, she let her skirt fall away, letting Tom get a good look at the color he has only glimpsed before. Susan tilted her head. Will you show me? Tom inhaled sharply, then stretched his hand out to touch those creamy legs. He nodded subconsciously as the tip of his fingers trailed to her thigh, then pulling Susan onto the table in front of him to lay her down roughly on her back. Susan gasped and parted her legs willingly, allowing Tom to take her panties off. There was already a dark patch on it, signaling Tom of Susan's arousal. His own erection was killing him until he finally undid his belt and let his hard dick hang out. Susan gasped when she saw it. The cock was so long and thick. She could already smell the musk coming out of its tip. She covered her mouth when it smacked against her pussy, causing reverberations up her spine. It penetrated her slit, parting the walls and slowly moving upwards, until Tom rested his balls against her ass. She felt him pulse inside. The blood flowed from his body to his member and into her, making her insides throb in need. Susan groaned and pushed up, wanting to be impaled by his cock. It had been 6 months since Tom had been inside of the warm caverns of a woman. 6 long months. He closed his eyes as the utter bliss this pussy gave him from his long isolation. It comforted his cock with every contraction, encouraging him to skewer his therapist deeper on his cock. So, he heaved himself up and thrust back in. The table rocked with his movements, and it was probably going to break. But there was no stopping Tom now. Not when Susan was clinging to his neck with her eyes wide and parting her lips for his access. He swiped his tongue over her lipstick and sealed their lips together. His tongue roamed in her mouth, sliding against her tongue, feeling the contours of her palate. In the background, the timer went off. It's beep, beep, hurrying them along, making Tom thrust in faster until they both reached the end together, screaming the Lord's name as blinging lights filled their vision. Their bodies pressed together, letting the shockwaves subside minutely. Tom turned to face Susan. "Now what?"